I'm holding in my hand here a letter to America, David Boren. On the front, is that your hand?
It actually is my hand. It is my hand on the front.
It is
my hand. It's probably not as gnarled then as it is now, but it is my hand. They actually took a picture of my hand.
That was in 2008. So. It was interesting because you said you were serving on the Rhodes Scholarship Selection Committee for the area. These were very talented finalists. And by chance, you said, I asked the first candidate, how long do you think the United States would be the world's leading superpower?
Yes.
And that seemed to throw that young man because it never occurred to him, could this great country of ours ever lose that leadership role?
Yeah, I could tell he just wanted to say forever. Forever, of course, because we've always been, for as long as his memory was. That disturbed me because I thought, doesn't he realize there's not the Roman Empire anymore? I'm sure they thought it was going to last forever, and the British Empire. I read some of Churchill's diaries he kept before World War I when the world was on the edge of change and yet oblivious. He and the colleagues that were all with him, they were not even ever thinking about it. As they looked at the ruins in Greece, they weren't even thinking about the possibility there could ever be the decline of the British Empire. So it worried me, and I got to thinking, we're losing our economic edge. Countries like China and India are becoming very competitive. There are other things that are going on in our country, our infrastructure, our educational system. And if we don't invest in the right things and do the right things, we're not going to remain competitive. We're not going to remain a leader. But I thought they were too blithely going along, not even thinking about these major issues.
So can you answer that today in 2016?
Well, no, it's very hard for me to answer it. I know the answer is not forever because I know history would tell us it's not so. But I'm very hopeful that we have many more years. But I have to tell you that from the time I first asked the Rhodes Scholars that question to now asking my honor students at OU that question, even this year, now many of them say, we already aren't. Or they say, 10 years. I ask them to guess, will it be a century? Will it be 50 years, 10 years? They guess 10 years or less, the majority of them. So it's just turned that first result on its head. Then I go home and I'm worried that they're overly pessimistic. They don't have enough confidence in the future of the country. I think that we have to do some things very quickly. We've been a leading country in the world. We've certainly been economically the leader because we've been the best educated people in the world. It used to be you had to go to high school and pay tuition or you couldn't go. Most people couldn't afford to go. Free public high school transformed this country into a productive country. The biggest jump in the economy in this country's history, productivity, came after the GI Bill when we sent so many more people to college free that had been in the war. But what are we doing? We're disinvesting in education as fast as we can. For example, and there are other things that we have to do as well. The two parties used to get together and have bipartisan form. The old saying was, the saying I grew up with, politics stops at the water's edge, then you unite. Not now. Not now. No partisanship and foreign policy and everything else. So just a lot of things we need to do. I think we can do them. I'm an optimist mainly because of our students. Students I rub shoulders with every day, they have great values. They want to give back. They want to do things for other people. They're compassionate. They're really remarkable. They're highly intelligent. So they give me optimism. The other thing that gives me optimism is we're a free society. So when you start to talk about China's going to overtake us, or India with a myriad of religious problems, or some other authoritarian countries, India not being one, but Russia or China, I think they underestimate the value of freedom itself. In the long run, a free society is so much more creative, has so much more ingenuity, and so I still am going to put my bets on a free society anytime. I think we're probably the freest society on the globe, and I think that that's ultimately going to pull us through.